Mr. Toad's Lucky Escape. Mr. Toad had escaped from jail dressed as a washerwoman and was now on the run. He had got to the railway station when he realized that he didn't have any money for a ticket. He spotted an engine driver cleaning his engine and went over to talk to him.
"Excuse me, sir," cried Toad. "I'm a poor washerwoman who has lost her purse. How am I going to get home, and what will my poor children do without me?"
The kind engine driver said,
"Tell you what, missus, I'll give you a ride on my engine, and you can wash some shirts for me when you get home."
Toad agreed, hopped up the engine, and with a toot of the whistle, off they went, leaving a trail of white smoke behind them. After a while, the engine driver looked back.
"There's another engine following us down the line," he cried. "It's full of policemen and prison officers with big sticks. They are gaining on us."
Toad was scared. He fell on his knees, put his hands together, and begged for help.
"I'm not a washerwoman at all," he confessed. "I'm actually the well-known landowner, Mr. Toad of Toad Hall, and I've just escaped from jail. Please help me."
The engine driver thought for a moment and asked sternly, "Now tell the truth. What were you in jail for?"
"It was nothing very much," said Toad, blushing. "I only borrowed a car while the owners were having lunch. They didn't need it at the time. I didn't mean to steal it, really I didn't. But the judge didn't believe me."
Luckily for Toad, the engine driver didn't like cars and hated to see an animal handed.
"Never mind, I'll help you," he said. "When we get through this tunnel, I'll slow down, and you can jump off and hide in the forest."
They piled on more coal to get up speed, and sparks flew as they roared through the tunnel. Then they slowed down. Toad jumped off and rolled down the bank into the forest. He laughed as the other train roared past, with the policemen and prison officers waving sticks and shouting "Stop!" He soon stopped laughing when he realized it was late, dark, and cold, and that he was alone in the forest, far from his home and friends, with no money and no food. He found an old tree and lay down on a bed of leaves to wait for morning.